Good evening, everybody. This is the PNB Elections Committee meeting for Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. It's Bill Crozier calling the meeting to order at 7:36 Central Time.
This is Renee Bowser.
Hello, Renee. We're just about ready to call a roll. So, Ken, can you do that for us, please?
Okay, roll call. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Sean Casey O'Brien. Ken Aaron. Here. Fred Klunder. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Wesley Bethune. Wesley Bethune.
Not yet, but hopefully you'll be here soon.
Okay. Melinda.
Eileen Doan. I'm here.
Okay. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Good. Renee Bowser.
Here.
Steve Tucker. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Russell Dale.
Here.
Okay. Manasia Saba. Manasia Saba.
Here.
Okay, so we have 10. That's quorum.
Okay. It
sounded like someone else came on.
Did we miss somebody?
It sounded like I heard a like tingling.
Come on, I'll mark them as present.
Okay. Okay, well, I sent out a draft agenda again this morning, and then a few minutes after that I sent out a correction. So let me read over what we have, and then if anybody else has any changes to the agenda, feel free to jump in. Number two, approval of agenda. Number three, approval of July 22nd meeting minutes for 5 minutes. Number four, report from the National Election Supervisor, current status and plans, 30 minutes. Number five, report from each station area, RE elections. Parenthesis, please have specifics on any problems or other items needing attention and what needs to be done about them for 30 minutes. New business for 30 minutes. First part. Actually, I guess it would total 35. I didn't add that up. First part, 6A, were proposed bylaws amendments dealing with elections. I left that off of the earlier draft. That for 20 minutes. Then 6B, a motion from Ken Aaron to send campaign booklets to all voters except those who have originated a request not to receive them. Such a request will be received by the LSB via post, email, or phone. 15 minutes for that.
Bill, can I ask you, the one I have that was just sent at 8:03 p.m., my time, says under new business, the first thing is the motion from Ken, and then the second is other items with a question mark.
Yeah, I sent another update just a few minutes after that because I had forgotten, I'd referenced the proposed
amendments,
but I didn't have that in there.
I don't have that.
Okay. Well, okay. So anyway, that, the only change was putting that as 6A and then
and what was
this motion to 6B.
Can you tell me what 6A was? Because it's not just other items. What is it?
6A would be proposed bylaws amendments dealing with elections.
Proposed.
And I had put that included. There was an
bylaws.
There was a text of a number of proposed amendments and some explanations that I sent out a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, something like that.
Okay.
And then I collected some additional comments, and I added those in there. That was sent out with that earlier email that had the this morning. Okay, let me finish going over the draft agenda, and then we can revise it if we need to. 7, confirm next committee meeting date, tentatively Tuesday, September 14th. And the review action items are 5 minutes. Adjourn, hopefully, by about 10:30 Eastern. So any changes anybody wants to make to the agenda?
Yeah, Ken.
Yeah, Ken?
I'd like to cut the NES report down from 30 minutes to 15 minutes. Last meeting, it just ran over and ran out the clock, and we really didn't get it to address any of the issues that the members of the committee wanted to bring up because we keep running out of time. I think the report can be done in 15 minutes, even if it takes that long.
Okay, now I was assuming this would include Q&A, but
want us to go, if we start talking about the bylaws amendments, which is about four of them, that's going to occupy the rest of the meeting. Right now we have an election going on. I want to deal with this issue with the not setting out the booklets. I think we're putting the foundation in extreme financial exposure to lawsuits by being prejudicial in how we do the election. So
okay,
I really don't want that being dropped down lower in the agenda. The bylaws amendments are not pressing right now.
Okay, well, let me just ask if there's any objections to cutting the NES report, which would also include Q&A time, to 15 minutes. And I guess I should ask Renee if that would give you enough time also.
You know, that's fine with me.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay. All right, so we'll make that 15 minutes. And then was there another part to that, Ken?
No, the other part was not having my motion be number B. It's not an amendment motion. It's a motion.
Right, I understand that.
And I'd rather that be A in the new business. And, you know, I'd rather push it up higher, but I understand you want to do it after the reports. So it certainly should be the new business A, not new business B, because going over the amendment, bylaws amendment, is extensive. And,
okay, well, anybody object to that?
No, let's handle it.
No.
Changing 6A and 6B?
This is a pressing thing.
Yeah, I think it should be A as well.
Yeah. And
the Ken's motion you're talking about?
Yes, yes. This is Renee Bowser, yes.
Okay. Well, it's okay with me. I mean, the bylaws amendments was proposed earlier, but that's okay if you want to switch the order. So there's no objections then to moving Ken's motion to ahead of the bylaws amendments discussion?
Yeah.
Okay, hearing none, then we'll switch 6A and 6B. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the revised agenda?
So moved.
Okay, any objections to that? Hearing none, then the revised agenda is adopted. Thank you, everybody. Okay,
and
next item.
Is, Wesley Bethune is on the line.
Hi, Wesley.
I'm sorry about being late.
It's okay, we just finished agenda approval. Okay, next is number three, approval of the July 22nd meeting minutes that Ken sent out to us right after the last meeting.
And I sent them again.
Okay. Are there any corrections or additions or questions about the minutes? Did somebody have something?
I would like to say I was really impressed. Those are good minutes.
Okay. Well, I don't hear any corrections. So I guess somebody want to move that we approve the minutes?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Renee?
Yes, because maybe because it's under NAS, you refer to both of us just as Renee, but...
Right,
so
right. Renee Bowser, sorry, okay.
I'm talking about in the minutes, it's not clear. I mean, I know what I said, so it's clear, but it may not be clear when someone reads it. That one's Renee A and one's Renee B.
I was the secretary. I believe I distinguished them by saying Bowser for you. I don't believe I used your name, your first name. But I'll see that that's corrected. I'll review the minutes.
Okay. If you see any specifics, either Renee, just let us know.
Yeah, if you'll send me an email, I'll correct it for the record.
Anything else about the minutes? Yes.
Bill? Oh.
Yeah. Russell?
Did we do the agenda already?
Yes.
Oh. I wanted to
make some
add a
minor
motion.
Changes. Beg your pardon?
I wanted to make a motion for the agenda.
I'm the secretary. That's done business. We have to go on.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if we get through and we have time, then if it's agreeable to everybody, we could add it there. It's new business. It'll be near the end anyway. But... that have been approved by the rest of the committee. So hearing no objections to the minutes other than perhaps adding a clarification of which Renee is which, then the minutes are approved for the July 22nd meeting. Okay, next is a report from Renee Steria, our National Election Supervisor, with current status and plans. And I know there is if you want to touch anything having to do with the Ken's motion, Renee, to give us an update, please go ahead and include that, too.
Mr. Chair, this is Fred Funder calling in. I'm sorry.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Bear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I guess just to begin, I wanted to start off with the mailing status. Everything's ready to go on time.
Sorry, as the secretary, I really can't hear you, and I have to keep notes.
Can you hear me better now?
Just a little bit.
I don't know. I'm talking through a landline, and I have the phone against my cheek. I don't know. I don't know what else to do.
That's better.
Okay. So I just wanted to start with the mailing status. Everything's ready to go for August 16th mailing, and this includes outgoing is the ballot, a letter, instructions how to get candidate booklet. Not the candidate booklet itself, and the instructions to get a candidate booklet is a 1-800 number, a fax number, the local election supervisor's email and phone number, my email, as well as an online request form. And obviously people can pick one up at the station itself, or they can mail a letter. So those are all the options. And
can you repeat that? I'm sorry. You're saying you're giving the options to get a ballot?
To get a booklet.
So they have to opt in to get a booklet.
But, right.
But can I hate to interrupt.
How do that? Nobody gets it.
Can we let Renee finish and then we can have questions? Is that okay, everybody?
Okay. So in addition to that, there's STV instructions. Obviously, there are also forums included. Whatever forums have been scheduled are included, as well as the trial test of the electronic ballot proposal for the future. It's in the form of doing a program evaluation, but that wouldn't take place until after the election is over. But there's just a little, there's a bit of instructions that pertains to trial testing electronic ballot system. And then everything is translated also into Spanish. There's an additional, basically, summary that's all translated into Spanish, including the booklet, how to get a booklet instructions, as well as STV, how to cast your ballot in Spanish. So that's what's in the packet. With respect to the status, how many are going out in total, there are approximately 74,000 going out. This includes, well, most, I don't know if everybody wants me to go through all the numbers, but about 21,800 at KPFA for listeners, KPFA staff approximately 230, WBAI listeners approximately 16,300. We are having problem with the WBAI staff. We only have addresses for 158 staff, and we're missing addresses for 116 WBAI staff. But they will get. I'm printing extra ballots, and the local election supervisor, together with management, is going to have to track each and every person down for whom we don't have an address, and either give it to them in person, or we'll have to mail it to them once we have their address. But we couldn't hold it, keep on holding it up for those, those 116 people.
Just raise your voice, please. Drifting off.
Sure. And then KPFK. KPFK is about 17,400 listeners, about 245 staff. KPFT listeners, about 7,300, a little over that, and KPFT staff, 150. WPFW listener, about 10,300, and WPFW staff, about 183. So the total so far, what everything's costing, with everything included, all the printing included, as well as the overage, is about 29,000, including mailing, that's the postage and the printing, 29,000 for everyone, which is really cheap. compared to other years. And the fact of the matter is we just don't have the money. And that's one of the main reasons that we took this, made this decision to remove the candidate booklets, because that more than doubles the cost. And you know, we just don't have the money. I just want to emphasize that. The money is not there. We're half of what we're working with right now is being given to us on credit, and the other half is being wire transferred from each station basically in the next day in order for us to get the mailing out on time. And that's just the brute reality of things, you know. So anyhow, so I just want to emphasize that when you guys are discussing, you know, the motion to mail the packets, we will never know what the impact is until we try it. And this year is the year to try it because of the dire financial situation that we're in. And that's just the reality of things. So with respect to, so that's the mailing update. With respect to the campaign schedule, the carts are rotating at KPFA as well as KPFK. KPFA, we have about 7 carts rotating a day. That's not very much. But again, you know, that's the maximum that we have been able to get. And unless things change from the top, the way the management is supporting us, then it's not going to change. And you know, we need your support with respect to putting pressure, because I have done, me and the local election supervisor have done all that we can to improve cart rotation. So you know, from the beginning. We have one on-air forum scheduled at KPFA, and we're working on the other two. We will get them. And in-person forums, they've got 4 in-person forums scheduled so far, and they'll probably have more. KPFK campaign schedule, they have carts in rotation, 14 per day.
Which station?
Sorry?
Which station? You said K?
KPFK.
Well, that was the one you were just talking about, right?
No, the other one was KPFA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the first I'm going alphabetically. KPFA has about 7 carts rotating per day, 1 on-air forum scheduled, and 4 in-person scheduled. KPFK has about 14 carts in rotation per day. And they are rotated in blocks. I mean, they're 2, and each block is composed of 2 carts. And the on-air forums have all been scheduled. 2 will be in English, and 1 will be fully bilingual. Mark is working on locking down the in-person forums. And KPFT is doing well. Let's see what her rotation. I know things are rotating. I'm not sure. She did not give me the exact rotation schedule.
Cards
started playing. They're playing every hour. And then they're taking a break for the fund drive, and then they'll resume on August 15th. And they've been playing 18 per day. That's great. And then she has the 3 on-air forums scheduled already, as well as 2 staff forums and 2 in-person listener forums. Kathy's doing really well already. She also has already all of the formats figured out for the on-air forums. And WBAI, Tony said that he was going to get the on-air forum schedule to us today, and we haven't gotten anything yet, but it is coming. Nicole is finishing up the carts. Finishing up today with all of the carts, and everything should start, get into rotation this week. And the same goes for WPFW. They will be finishing up all of their CART recordings this week. And let me see what else we have with respect to the campaign. WBAI has both of the staff forums already locked for dates and has four in-person forums scheduled, three in the city and one in New Jersey. And let's see, WPFW, two in-person, and the on-air is to be announced. And that's about it for the campaign update. And so anyway, the ballots will go out on the 16th, and everybody should expect them, you know, before the 1st of September because it's bulk mail. And starting the 1st of September, there will be regular trips to each PO box, and this will be coordinated by the local election supervisor with a minimum of two witnesses, and there's a procedure already defined for the securing of ballots, the counting and securing of, obviously, ballots which are enclosed in envelopes. Start September 1st. So,
okay.
Yep, that's my report.
This is
okay,
Renee Bowser. May I get on the stack?
Yeah, okay, just to remind everybody, let's try to be really brief because we're 12 minutes so far into this 15 minutes that we allocated for this, so... Just try to make some real quick questions, and then...
I make a motion to extend time for Q&A.
Okay, how much?
15 minutes. I just wanted to make sure
okay.
The part was short.
Okay. Any objections to extending time for 15 minutes for this?
No.
Okay. So we have Renee Bowser on the stack, and who else? Russell?
Chris.
Ken.
Okay.
Russell for the stack?
Okay, now, the 10 people were talking on top of each other, so it was hard to tell.
Russell for the stack?
Yeah, I got Russell.
And
Renee before that, and I there were some
Fred,
two other people,
please.
I think, in between.
Fred Funder, please.
Fred, okay. Okay, I have Renee, Fred, and Russell.
Oh, I asked Ken. I asked before.
Ken. Okay, that's right. Okay.
That's fine.
Manish.
And Manish?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let's all everybody try to be brief with your questions. And okay, Ken, go ahead.
Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
Ken.
My questions are: very fast? Did anybody who instructed you not to send out the ballots, was that from the executive director telling you they didn't have money to send it? That's the first question. The second is: have you posted the schedule of the forums on the internet on the website? And the third question is. Are you sending out booklets with or without Spanish translation?
So to answer your first question, yes, it was a joint decision. It wasn't...
Joint? Could you tell me who was involved when you say joint?
Me and Arlene. Just me and Arlene.
I didn't get that. You're losing
me
it again.
Me and Arlene.
You and Arlene.
Yes. And the second campaign schedule, yes, it's posted. And for the Spanish translation, that's what I'm working on right now, actually, is translating, well, is putting everything into the to a booklet format, and then I'm going to start with translating KPFK, because that seems as if that's the most important one to have everything. And whatever the person wants, they'll get, be it Spanish or English. We'll have... paper versions of Spanish or English, and if they need a Spanish one, they'll go to Spanish one.
Okay, so you're going to make separate books.
Correct.
And they'll be prepared. I'm sorry, there's one last question I really meant to ask. Now that we have the delay that somebody has to request the booklet, are you going to extend the voting period beyond September 30th? Because now the ballots go out the 16th. Somebody gets this, not the ballots and the letter. Somebody gets a letter by maybe the 1st of September. Then they make a request for the booklet. They might not get the booklet for 2 weeks.
No, that won't be the case.
They'll get it in 2 days, but things hang up.
Yeah,
so then
no,
they might not get
okay,
it.
That won't be the case.
Window
I mean,
to vote.
I mean, the whole behind this. I mean, if someone needs the booklet, then they will get it in a timely fashion. With respect to extending, if we need to extend, that'll depend on if we have quorum or not by September 30th. And then if we don't meet quorum, then we'll extend for 2 weeks.
But you're getting about quorum.
I mean,
if somebody's got less than 30 days to have an opportunity to vote because they don't have the booklet.
You're assuming a few things there. You're assuming that they're not going to get. I mean, you know, I'm saying people might, like, I think the latest date that they'll get it is by September 1st, but more than likely they'll get it by, you know, within 5 days. So more than likely they're going to get it by the 21st of August, you know. So I mean, you know.
Okay, we can come back to you, Ken, if we have time. Okay, let's move on to the other people, please.
Wesley on the stack.
Okay, Renee Bowser. I have Renee, Fred, Russell, Manage, and Wesley.
Okay, I have three quick questions. I need someone to explain to me, because we addressed the opt-out or opt-in issue a couple meetings ago, and it was opt-out. Can I get an explanation of, was this... I thought that's what the P&B approved. So if I'm wrong, you know, let me know. But if the P&B approved it, you can't change that. I just can't see how it can be changed without coming back to the P&B. And then I thought there were supposed to be a certain number of candidates running for WPFW, and they don't have that. What is the impact of that? And then thirdly, you didn't mention how many carts are running on WPFW.
Well, again, I'm just going to repeat, the decision was made based on the financial situation, and it was made by myself and Arlene. I mean, it's, you know.
But do you have the authority to go against P&B, though?
I'm an independent. You know, the way that this is, the way that this whole process is, it's run independently, and
I know, but you can't, voted on it, you can't violate that.
I would take it up with Arlene, you know, because she's my boss, okay, and you should take it up with her. With respect to the number of candidates at WPFW, you know, I'll take it back to what you were just saying. I asked the PNB to give me some criteria. The PNB didn't give me any criteria with respect to minimum number. So, you know, we extended it as far as we could in order to not mess up the whole entire process with respect to getting the mailing out on time and et cetera. So we extended it as much as possible that, you know, and you know, the fact of the matter is the PNB... And I asked you guys in person, you know, while we were in Berkeley, and nobody said anything about specific criteria. So, you know, I'm not even going to go there. So, and number of carts rotating on WPFW, they're not in rotation yet. They're going to start rotating this week, and then I'll be able to answer that question. But obviously, the minimum number as prescribed, you know, as written in the policy, is 30 times over the campaign period, and I am not, we're not negotiating on that. We're pushing for those 30 rotations as well as the three on-air opportunities for every candidate. We're not negotiating on that. That has to happen at all stations.
Campbell for the stack.
Okay, thank you. All right, Fred's next.
Yeah, I'll yield my time, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
So you're yielding your time? What did you say?
Yeah, I'll pass. I've gotten some of my answer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Russell?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
Renee, a couple things. First, could you repeat the numbers, how many listener and how many staff ballots at WBAI?
So the staff, again, 158 went, you know, with addresses. You know, we're missing 116 addresses. In total, let's see.
Are you getting weak again, Renee?
Getting weak again. What are you saying?
So 158 plus 116. Who can do the math in their head? let me do the math.
That's okay. That's good enough. So it's 158 plus 116. And how about the listener?
Listener is, let me just look at this number again. 16,300.
Okay. Now, could you also send the cover letter and the forms that you're sending along with the ballots so that the committee can read them and understand the process?
Sure. Oh, that's a good question. That's good, yeah.
Okay, and now finally, I just want to ask you about a question I've been asking you privately by email for a couple of days now. I want to understand exactly by what authority you have censored Luis Reyes Rivera's candidate statement in the WBAI staff election. There's nothing in the bylaws that mandates the National Election Supervisor censoring a candidate statement, and you have indicated to me that you have gone to the Executive Director Arlene Engelhardt and to the CFO LaVon Williams in order to get information about how to edit this candidate's statement. And I want to understand what authority you have to do this.
Well, I mean, it's my authority to make sure that, you know, this is a fair election. And, I mean...
Speak up. It's really weak, please.
This is a what election?
A fair election, and that, you know,
it'd be
no
fair
if
different points of view can't express themselves. If you're cutting off free speech and people disagree and you go to management, is that an issue?
Can we let her respond, please?
You know, this is still under...
Let me ask my question, please. In order to get this information, I think that's very unfair and very biased.
Russell,
okay, well, let's let Renee answer, please.
Yeah, I mean... frankly, I don't want to talk about this right now, and you know,
that's
I don't think
really
that's not acceptable.
No,
that's not
acceptable. I'm not going to. I can refuse to talk about. I'm just saying that I'm not going to talk about this right now. And
why? I mean, that's a perfectly legitimate
just
point.
Just like that. You know, I don't want to talk about this right now.
Order.
You know,
can we possibly act in a civilized manner
right
and let the
let her respond and let's
I'm
let the other people ask her questions too, please.
I don't want to talk about this right now because this is under review, and what I, you know, there I don't have any conclusions for you. You know, so I'm just being careful. You know, none of these booklets have gone to print yet. Nobody has their ballot yet. The campaign is, you know, people can really once people have their ballots in hand, if that person's statement isn't up by then, you know, there's something to complain about. You know, right now, people don't have their ballots in hand. I am trying to do my best with respect to just make sure that whatever we put out there, you know, is fair, and I do my job well.
Fair is letting people speak freely.
But there's certain things, though. Anyway, I don't want to get into this right now.
Let's let some of the other people ask their questions, please.
I'm just saying this is under review, and you know, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, Manish.
Hi, it happened, the question that Russell is asking, and I have no idea what this is. But I would like to a broad explanation. If you don't want to be specific, broad explanation, what is being discussed about a statement? Is it a contradiction between what the statement says and the rules, or is the position of one side or the other? We need, I think, at this board, the National Board, National Election Committee, we need to know what's going on.
We do.
They're just factual.
Okay, let her answer, please.
They're just lies, basically, and not put. They're stated as facts, but they're.
Did you say they were lies? Could you repeat that explicitly? You're saying they're lies.
Well, that's. I'm just going by what the information which has been given to me. You know,
by LaVon Williams.
Mr. Chair, can you point meeting to
order? Correct. Yeah, so, let's just let her respond, please, and then we still need to have other people on the stack.
What I'm saying, it's not about, you know, if something is presented as a fact, you know, and not an opinion. Now, there's ways of presenting things. It's like you can express yourself and make it clear that this is your perspective, this is your opinion, and that's okay. But if you present it as a fact, that's a different situation. I mean, that's my.
So what you're fact checking? This is about facts rather than something else.
Right. It's about facts. That's
fact checking.
Yes.
But who is the repository of facts?
Hold on. Please,
well, see, this is
if you
that's have why I'm saying it's under
I
review.
Have to,
that's why
I
I'm
have
saying
to answer,
it's under review.
Question, and then other people can talk about this. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Are you through, Manishay?
No, I have another. If,
okay,
if
we'll
people
brief,
want
please.
To talk.
I'm sorry. It's just.
Okay, go ahead, Manishay, but please be brief because two other people are on the stack.
I am concerned about this opt-out. I think everybody should opt in. Everybody should be in, and anybody who doesn't want it should opt out, because there are people who have not access, they may not have information. Everybody should get something unless we know that they don't want it. And I have a problem with this, and that decision, and I'm concerned always that when it comes to certain processes, money becomes an issue, and money is not everything. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, Wesley's next, and then Campbell.
Okay, briefly.
We're out of time. We extended 15 minutes. Is there another motion to extend for another, maybe enough to finish this people still on the stack?
So moved.
Yes, so moved, yeah.
Okay, any objections? Okay, so Wesley and Campbell are on the stack. So go ahead, Wesley.
Okay, I predict this is going to be the most expensive election yet. I don't understand how... the ED is in charge of the elections, and the PNB has kind of been shuffled under the carpet. But the ED should be able to get the general managers to do anything that she tells them to do insofar as accommodating the elections. We have a lot of prisoners. I'm not sure if this opt-in situation is going to work very well for them. I think you disenfranchise a lot of people, and we always have trouble meeting quorum anyway. So I expect you're going to be around here for a long time, Renee, because could you just briefly, since I have to put this in a form of a question, guarantee that the people in prison who are valued members of KPFT, that they won't be disenfranchised by you and the ED's decision?
Well, I mean, you know, we'll do I'll do everything in my power to get people booklets who need them. You know, that's...
Okay. Did that answer your question, Wesley?
That was
okay.
Campbell.
Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead, Campbell.
Okay, thank you.
That was Wesley speaking.
Yeah, that was Wesley just a minute ago. Now Campbell's question. Go ahead, Campbell.
I have two questions. My first one is in regard to you've stated frequently that it would be very, very expensive to extend the period of membership sign up while the candidate sign up period is extended. And I would like, it doesn't have to be right at this moment, a detailed explanation of those costs that are involved, because in the three times at least that I have raised the question with you, the answers that I've gotten have not clearly supported your contention. And one time, you know, in Berkeley, we were able to go into some depth on this, but still there was no clarity. And I do have an ability to grasp administrative processes, and I need to know something more explicit in terms of how how it would be so prohibitively costly to just allow an additional, 50, 100 people to sign up as members, as well as people signing up as candidates. And you can give me that later date, hopefully within the next day. The second thing...
Would you want to let her answer that now, or just do it later by email?
You can respond now if you wish.
I mean, I can write up a, I can write up something. I'm not guaranteeing that I'm going to write it up by tonight or tomorrow, but with respect to, all the logistics behind, what you're just talking about, the logistics and costs, obviously that's part of, final report material in a sense. So to break it down really to the nitty gritty. I don't know how much I can get to right now because I really have a plate full.
I'm very, very dissatisfied with hearing.
I'd be more than willing to share that information, obviously.
I'm very dissatisfied with hearing, it will just be a logistics nightmare, et cetera, when none of this has been made clear as to why it would be a logistics nightmare, why the cost of counting a certain number of people who are member voters up to a deadline would be so prohibitive to add on maybe another 50 or 100. That just doesn't make sense how time-wise or money-wise that would be an such a prohibitive additional cost. And I would like something other than, it would be a logistical nightmare, because that's the only answer we've gotten thus far in regard to that question, is that, it would be really tough. There's a lot to do. There are so many steps, and that doesn't really cut it for me.
Did you have another question?
Yes,
because
the
we're
second
out of time.
Question is Wait. This. My understanding is that you are... obliged to adhere to the bylaws of Pacifica, of the foundation. And the determinations that you had given me in regard to someone who had termed out, and there are several people I know of who termed out at WPFW, and therefore in December 2009, and therefore are not running as candidates now. However, one person had termed out and is running. And this is an objective, clear contradiction to the bylaws. And I'm, wondering, what is your explanation for not adhering to the bylaws in regard to that particular provision?
Eve, are you talking about Luzette King?
It applies to her, yes.
I thought we dealt with that. And it was actually the PNB who didn't recognize her. It was the PNB who didn't recognize that she had been legitimately removed.
I understand that.
Correct.
I understand that, and that's not the issue.
Right,
the issue
right.
And so
she didn't serve, but then she didn't serve from 2009 through 2010. That was a year that she was off.
She wasn't off.
Well, let her finish, please.
Well, so she's not serving. She's serving on the WPFW LSB right now.
She served until January 2010. She was the PNB director from our station until January 2010.
Yeah, but one term is not necessarily exactly 365 days.
She was there all the way from, 2003 to 2010.
No, but if we're talking about terms here, right, we're talking two terms, and then you take, 1 year off, and then you can run again. That's her case, right?
What year was taken off?
She was elected three times.
Could you stop yelling? From January 2010 to when the new board would be seated, if she would get seated, which would be, if all goes well, it would be in December. More than likely, it'll be seated in January. So that is a full year. So I don't see.
So
I,
anyone
I don't
else
see the
who
problem.
Anyone else who is sitting out this election because they read in the bylaws that they have to stay out for a year.
Right.
The bylaws state a delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of the delegate's second consecutive 3-year term. Now, when the term ended in December 2009, that means the person, in my reckoning, would be eligible in January 2011.
Right. And you know, so...
Eligible
you,
to...
You were, there was a late seating of the board, you know, so, you know, that... What we're talking about here is the board was supposed to be seated in December 2009. That was what was supposed to happen. Correct?
What board? The board was seated in December 2009.
And she was seated
with
the board.
Well, that's
just a suggestion, because we're running out of time. Campbell and Renee Belzer, could you write up the specifics, including dates, and send them to all of us, and then maybe Renee Esther can.
The specifics are written up in response to a number of rather emails that were sent concerning this issue, and
well,
we're just sent out.
Can you share it with the board
this evening?
Okay, I didn't remember those dates in there, but maybe I missed that. But would that work though, so we can get this clarified? If we can do that again. I'm not sure all the committee got those either.
I'll send them to you again.
Okay, thank you.
The secretary, somebody made a request that the NES send the proposed letter and instructions to the committee. I don't know
correct.
If that was a motion or not, but it was a request. I don't know if that's an action item that the NES send us the material she's going to be sending out.
Yeah, I guess you put that down the list so we don't forget about it, if you don't mind, Ken.
Okay, well, that means does the NES recognize that as an action item, that she will send us that? That's why I'm bringing it up. NES?
Which item was that again? I forget, Ken. I remember.
That the letter, the instructions, not the ballots, but the instructions about how to get a candidate booklet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All of the material that's going to be going out in this first mailing be sent to the members of the PNB election committee so we could review it.
Right, before they're mailed out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I sent it to you, Bill. Didn't I send it to you?
I got it, yes. I think it's been revised since then, but I because I had sent a few comments back to Renee.
Then on behalf of the committee, I would ask the chair to please share this information with us.
Okay, I'll be delighted to do that. Is there a later version, though, Renee?
Sorry?
Is there a later version of what you sent me?
Because
I was sort of proofreading and...
Right. Well, I'll send... I can send you. I thought I sent the new ones again, but it's okay. I can send them again. Fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Okay. Yes?
Yeah. This is Russell. I just had a quick question. What kind of mail she's sending the ballots by?
Bulk.
Bulk, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we're past time on quite a bit. Past time on this agenda item. So let's see. The next item. Let me get back to my agenda here. Report from each station area. RE elections. Please have specifics on any problems or other items needing attention to what needs to be done about them. So we'd allocated 30 minutes, but I hope we can spend less than that because we've kind of gone over some of that already.
Which number are we?
We're on item 5 on the agenda.
Okay.
Report from each station area.
Thank you.
So, I'll just say who wants to go first.
Oh, I can go first. This is Ken.
Okay, for KPFK?
KPFK.
Okay.
And
again, everybody, please be brief.
We've been having some trouble with our cards as played on the air because the music was recorded too loud, so you can't really understand what the candidates are saying. I hope that makes...
demonstrating?
Was that an illustration?
And that's the story.
Hey, I like Curtis.
I reported this to the LES weeks ago, last week, and he said he fixed it, but nothing's changed. The recordings on the website are okay, and then I went and checked. I mean, they're okay except that half of them, the candidates I support, were read in a vapid reading by some female announcer in a very disinterested fashion, so it puts them at a disadvantage. But, I mean, that's up to the candidates to go and fight for their right to communicate on the air. But I went and checked the other stations, and there were no cards linked to the website. Now, I mean, I do computer work. This is not a great deal of effort to get it done. And I was concerned about that. And I also saw no Spanish language translations on anything, on any of the cards anywhere on the websites for any of the stations. So I feel we're getting very substandard performance from our LES. It seems that he makes a request of management at the station. If they don't do it, he doesn't follow up. And anybody would know anywhere near a Pacifica station, you have to pound the table a little bit to get stuff done, or send flowers, whatever your preference is. But, just asking for something to be done and then backing off because it's not done is completely inadequate. I'm really upset about an election. So that's my report for KPFK.
Okay, let's make sure we have time for other people, too. Anybody want to comment on that or any similar problems else? Well, I just do one station at a time, I guess.
Right.
Did you want to say something, Renee?
I can do KPFK whenever you guys want.
Come on, we have
yeah, okay, well, let's just get reports, and then maybe we can get responses later, either during this meeting or by email if we don't have time during this. Okay, so KPFA, was that Tracy?
Yeah, I think I'm the one who has to do it.
Okay.
Anthony, are you still on the call, or?
It's whatever you think, yes.
No, I didn't think so. Okay, so it has to be me. I think the two major things that we're experiencing is, as Renee pointed out, the cart rotation is not what it should be. Management is being somewhat uncooperative about it. That's nothing new. Some of the other things that are going on is that I received, or I saw a copy of a rather long list of programs that I guess had still not done some election tutorials. And it seemed like a fairly alarmingly sized, long list.
Could somebody, whoever's talking in the background, could you please mute yourself?
The third problem that we're experiencing is that one of our candidate slates, the one that used to be called Concerned Listeners, has now changed its name to Safe KPFA, and we've been having some confusion regarding fundraising benefits for slates that are not being clearly differentiated. In other words, they're being advertised as benefits to Save KPFA, which is not nominally untrue in a sense, but is confusing, I think, for listeners and supporters. So we're having to figure out how to negotiate that. I think that's about it for my report.
Okay, thank you. And nobody else is for me? Anthony's? Okay. Who else wants to be next? Any other stations want to report?
Yeah, I'd like to report. This is Russell.
Russell, okay. For WBAI?
Yep, for WBAI.
Okay.
The NES has, as I suggested earlier, taken it on herself to edit one of the candidate statements in the staff election, and I've asked her over and over again, as I suggested before, what authority she's doing this with, and as you heard, she refuses to answer this question, and I think this is a very serious matter. I'm quite aware of the content of the unedited candidate statement of this particular candidate, and there's nothing in here that, and I'm looking at it actually right now, that is the kind of thing that the general disclaimer on the election website, which says, you know, these things are not necessarily the opinions of Pacifica or what have you, does not adequately qualify with respect to Pacifica's status. So there's just no reason for this kind of suppression of free speech with regard to this thing. And I really think it's a serious matter that the election committee should look into and think about, regardless of what the particular politics are of the candidate in question.
Can you send all of us a copy of his that person's statement? Because it is something that should be of high concern to everybody.
Who's speaking? Can I comment? This is
that was Renee Bowser, correct?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, that's something, you know, before someone does that, they need to get an opinion from the general counsel. It's really worrisome.
Okay, so you want to...
Very, very worrisome.
You're asking that Russell send the text of the candidate statement that he was referring to.
The original.
To the rest of the people on the committee.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
All right,
this
one,
is Alex.
Speak up.
I'd like to comment on that.
I'm sorry, who? Alex?
I just want to object to Russell's presentation. It was not a report of the WBI election. It was basically a plug for a factional ally. I don't know what Mr. Reyes' statement was or why it's being reviewed by the election supervisor, but I can tell you that it's not unprecedented for an election supervisor to edit material candidate statements. I've had it done to me, in fact, and I objected to it at the time. There may be legitimate grounds that there may not be, but I don't think people should be jumping to conclusions just on the basis that a candidate statement is being edited.
Okay.
How, this is Renee Bowser, if I could say. It's how so. It's one thing to cut something short because of space. It's a difference if you're changing and taking out their words and changing the text. That's
there are fair campaign guidelines, and we've always had to abide by them, and they do restrict some things that you're allowed to say as a candidate.
Okay, I understand that. I mean, I can understand it, but I think it's something that should be dealt with.
I don't think we can decide anything until we see what the text is. So Russell's going to do that, so we'll all see that. Okay, KPFT and WPFW? Anybody want to say anything about those stations?
Nope.
I'd like to hear your report, Bill.
Me? Well, there's no cards playing this week because of our little mini fun drive, as Renee mentioned, the KPFT. I haven't heard of any complaints yet, but that doesn't mean there aren't any. I mean, there usually are some, but I haven't heard any problems. Anybody, Melinda or Wesley?
I've heard one complaint.
Okay. Anything you want to share? Or?
Well, the only thing is, and it was rather interesting, and I'm not going to interject any opinions on this, but we got... basically, at our LSB meeting the other night, we had a candidate who came up that was complaining because they had had some of their spots taken off because they had appeared on a radio show after the 1st of June. And I was handed some a handout regarding that. Like I said, I would not interject myself my own opinion because I'm a candidate also, so I think it'd be unfair. But that's basically what was told me.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. I'm sorry. That was, that clarified everybody else, that was the candidate said she had appeared on the air, but it was before she had decided to run for the board and hadn't downloaded any of the
Mr. Chairman, yet, Campbell Johnson,
yes.
For the stack.
Campbell, okay. Well, is anybody, okay, anything else about KPFT, Linda or Wesley?
I would like to just make one comment, is that there should be no reason for any of the managers to interfere with the election procedure, especially since Ms. Engelhardt is at the helm. If she's willing to override the PNB, she can certainly tell the managers what to do, my opinion.
Actually, the managers don't have any oversight in the elections at all, so you'd be correct.
Okay, well,
but we
all right,
do
let
need
me...
their cooperation.
Bill?
Okay.
Bill?
Yeah, but we need to get to WPFW. But who's that?
That's Russell. Point of information.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? I don't understand that. Does Arlene have the... Is Renee independent of Arlene, or does Renee have to do what Arlene says?
Well, everybody should read the bylaws about the elections. It pretty much says the NES is as independent as possible and from board influence and the Pacifica government structure. They were set up that way to be pretty much independent.
Do you know what that means, though? Does that mean if the Pacifica bylaws say something that because you're independent, you can just ignore them. I'm not trying to figure out what does the it's not independent of the authority of the foundation, of the rules of the foundation, is it?
No, you can't ignore the bylaws. And the PNB sometimes interprets bylaws, if that helps.